of groups of people spreading misinformation regarding, in particular, immediate capping, monitoring, or metering of wells. I mean, that was the fear that was being spread around. And we tried our best to dispel that, and it pretty well it went pretty positively, I think, making a little bit of ground.
You think there's, well, it's apparent to me that that might be something we might have to do more of.
Yeah.
Not specifically you, but
right.
Staff and board members themselves. In order to combat that misinformation, you've got to give the right information. I think somebody's got to be doing it.
Yeah, I have a meeting next Tuesday with the Fonzie. And it was interesting, one of Director Small mentioned that one gentleman spoke up saying, you know, people are going down with loudspeakers saying that they're going to cap your wells and meter your things, and he had the meeting. And when he got the documentation and everything else, he said it wasn't anything like that. He said he said what I read in the paper and everything else, it wasn't that severe. So they're kind of exaggerating the impact of the community or the individual. And so I think, you know, eventually if the right information, the true information gets out there and what it does and does not do, I think people will be, you have to right now just educate people. There's a lot of fear of new programs and other bureaucracies, which I kind of concur with.
Right. Yeah, and I know we all have tight schedules and other jobs and family to take care of and whatnot, but we still, if we hear about these things a week or so in advance, maybe we could have a volunteer from the board attend these meetings and kind of rotate. I'll try whenever I can, and it really helps just to be there to answer questions, if nothing else.
Yeah, and then they come back to the board and report what happened.
Sure.
Just keep the board informed of the meeting.
But I felt pretty positive about it when I left, and Doug felt pretty positive, and we felt we accomplished a little bit, and we both said if this happens a little bit more, we'd be better off. Just like,
yeah, a little bit of
Alex reiterated, so. I think it's pretty important. Anyway, that's all I had. Any other director's comments?
I had a question. At one time we had talked about trying to get a hold of some plans for buildings. Just what was it, Templeton or someone? Harry?
Oh, you mean the building itself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a set of plans with the Heritage Friends community building.
Oh. I mean, because we, like the fellow was saying, that we really do need a starting point.
Do you have Oceans?
No. It's a very nice building.
Is it?
It's about 3,000 feet.
It does look like Taco Bell. The inside
looks
good.
It's very nice.
It's stucco.
Yeah, it's stucco, and it has, you know, the arches.
Conventional construction. Or is it a modular type?
No, it's conventional construction, but they've done it very nice. They round it up. It's kind of a
Spanish
adobe.
The interior is Spanish architecture, or I would say early American, Southwestern.
Yeah, rounded corners and vaulted ceilings. Very well done. Mm.
Okay. Any public comments? Item number 13, public comments. Anything out there?
I didn't have any comments, but I did have a question.
Sure.
If I can go back to number 5. How do you set your criteria when you're placing your equipment? Is there any rule of thumb, so many miles, so many years? How do you...
Yeah, we're on basically, I think, a 5 or 7 year program or mileage, and it's turned out based on our projections, about every other year we'll buy a new vehicle, but then one wears out.
Not every other year will replace every vehicle.
Every other vehicle comes
up for replacement.
We did a 5 year.
This Chevy has over 100,000 miles on it, right? We're looking at the 100,000 mile. It's not like federal government, you know, the carpool is 60K. They start looking for a way to procure another one. Well, we don't quite deal with that formally.
What size do
we have? We have 4 vehicles.
Anything else? Okay. Okay, do we need any kind of a closed session tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be going into closed session just briefly. Conference with legal counsel for existing litigation. This is a small claims action. It's filed in Grover Beach, number 54. Sorry about that. Case number SC85775. It's called Cecil versus the Pomo Community Service District, Crandall Construction, and Gehring and Taylor and Associates.
Okay. We're going to be going into closing session. Thank you for coming tonight.